Jones, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 18, 1900. Dear brother, I have an intense desire that you shall be a vessel unto honor, standing in the counsel of God. I do not expect that you can always understand me, but I am so thankful that you do not oppose me, because the words I speak to you are not my words, but the Lord's words, given me for you, that you shall not spoil your record. I feel very sad in regard to Sister Henry's death. The light given me by the Lord was that he had a work for her to do among the WCTU, and that her strength must not be absorbed among our people. She could do for the W that which no other one in our ranks could do, and she must not allow our people to lead her to use her God-given capabilities upon them. The Lord would go before her in her work. Light has been given me that there are those with most precious talents and capabilities in the W. Much time and money has been absorbed among us in ways that bring no returns. Instead of this, some of our best talent should be set at work for the WCTU, not as antagonists, but as those fully appreciate the good that has been done by this body. We should seek to gain the confidence of the workers in the WCTU by harmonizing with them as far as possible. We are to let them see and understand that the foundation of the principles of our doctrine is the Word of God. The necessity of working for the women of the W has never been fairly and squarely met. The problem has never received the consideration it ought to have received. If the workers in the W can obtain the true faith and set their feet in the right path, what a work will be done! But there is to be no driving on our part, no warfare, no use of the two-edged sword which cuts every way. This people have been rich in good works. They have understood in a large degree how to practice good works. When the light of present truth is given them through carefully prepared methods, when the golden oil is received into the willing hearts of our workers, the treasures of truth and grace will be communicated from one to another. By the women of the W, the law of God is misunderstood. If they can be enlightened in regard to this point, we shall see that their educated ability will do much more than it is now doing to create working forces for the advancement of truth and righteousness. I have nothing to say in reference to the real truth of the position you take, but I am instructed to say to you, you are not working in the best way. Unless you are very careful, your words will strengthen many in their wrong position. Let our ministers beware lest they become blind guides leading the blind. For if they go on as some are going now, they, with those they are leading, will surely fall into the pit. The Lord asks us, my brother, to seek His face. The work of the Holy Spirit must be felt in our hearts. Many who are standing aloof from the Seventh-day Adventists are living more in accordance with the light they have received than are many Seventh-day Adventists. This may seem strange to you, but strange things will have to be demonstrated to show the foolishness of the wisdom of those who judge others who have not seen the light. Much good would be done if some of the W women were invited to our camp meetings to take part in the meetings by teaching our sisters how to work. While at the meeting, they would be hearing and receiving, as well as imparting. There is a great work to be done, and instead of presenting the features of our faith which are objectionable to unbelievers, let us say to them as Philip said to Nathanael, "Come and see." John 1, verse 46. We have had great light, great knowledge, and continual instruction. Yet the word is given me for many of our people, you are weighed in the balances and found wanting. Daniel 5, verse 27. There are many ways in which we can work to reach those not of our faith. If the work of temperance were carried forward by us as it was commenced 30 years ago, if we at our camp meetings held up before the hundreds and thousands who assemble on the ground the evils of intemperance in eating and drinking, and especially the evil of liquor drinking, if these truths were presented in connection with the evidence of Christ's soon coming, there would be a shaking among the people. If we showed a zeal proportionate to the importance of the truths we are handling, we would reach hundreds. We need to trim our lamps and receive in them the holy oil from the two olive branches. When the power the Spirit of God rests upon us, there will be an altogether different showing for our labors from that now seen. My brother, do not represent truth and the situation of things as so formidable that those belonging to the W will turn away in despair. There are vital truths upon which they have had very little light. They should be dealt with in tenderness, in love, and with respect for their good work. You ought not to handle them as you do. If you continue to do this, you will close doors whereby some, yes, many, might be reached. Withhold your condemnation till you and our people have done all that can be done to reach them. Not by the learned arguments of ministers, but through women of influence working as Sister Henry worked. The Lord wants his people to follow other methods than to condemn wrong, even though their condemnation be just. He wants them to do something more than to hurl at their adversaries charges which do not convict, but only send those at whom they are made farther from the truth. Charges which make those in error point to the words written and say, "You see, it is impossible to have any union with Seventh-day Adventists, for they will give us no chance to connect with them unless we believe just as they believe." I have no time now to write further on this point, but I wish you to remember that there is need of sanctified pens and sanctified tongues. When we as a people live as God would be pleased to have us live, we shall see the deep movings of His Spirit. Much will then be done for those who have never heard the truth. In our work for unbelievers, we may expect to hear much that is not ordered by God. But let us remember that those who speak these words do not know any better. Let us pray for them and approach them in discretion and with Christ-like tenderness. Those who oppose the counsel of God against themselves need gentle dealing. God can at any time so move upon hearts by His Holy Spirit that they will be prepared to receive the truth and unite with His commandment-keeping people.